BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 4 through 7. Practical union. The two will become one flesh. So Paul wrote in chapter 6, verse 16, quoting Jesus, who added, quote, "For this reason a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, so they are no longer two but one. Therefore, what God has joined together, let man not separate. Anyone who divorces his wife and marries another woman commits adultery against her. And if she divorces her husband and marries another man, she commits adultery." Mark chapter 10, verses 7 through 12. Jesus, of course, was commenting on Genesis chapter 2, verse 24. Verses 4 through 7 here in 1 Corinthians chapter 7 addresses another aspect of the marital covenant union, the duty each has to the other. Since they are united in flesh, they are responsible for each other's bodies. Jesus displayed his responsibility to the church by offering his body and blood so that his bride could have a new resurrection body. Our bodies are weak and decaying. We have a sinful nature, so he offered his body for our sake. In the same way, husband and wives are to offer their bodies to one another. Apostle Paul explains this in this way in Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 through 33. Sex is not for self. Sex is for the benefit and gratification of the one with whom we made a marital covenant. When the Holy Spirit inspired the apostle to write, quote, "The body does not belong to him or her alone. The model was Christ, who did not give him his body for himself." The error made by the world is this: sex is self-gratification. It is not. Excuse me. Another error made is that the world does not know how to have mutual consent to take time to pray alone. Praying together is important, but communing with the Lord alone is also wise. Verse 5. After all, our body is a temple, a place to worship as a couple and as an individual. Marital romance and intimacy are a form of worship as much as prayer, meditation, reading and studying the Bible, and acts of service in the name of Jesus. The husband is to ask the Lord to help him take care of his bodies, his wife's body, soul, and spiritual life. The wife is to ask the Lord, is to ask the Lord to help her take care of her husband's body, soul, and spiritual life. Husband, ask your wife, "What can I do to help you today?" Wife, ask your husband, "How may I serve you today?" Better yet, look for an opportunity to surprise them by unexpectedly doing something to help them.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group study the Bible.